Good morning, everyone. We are excited. This is March 5. So we are excited because, oh my God, the light is so nice today. I love it, love it, love it. So we are in the podcast, Developing the Leader Within You 2.0 from John Maxwell. We are at the chapter 6. We're talking about the attitude. Attitude is the small things who have a big, big, big impact on everything. And we covered the chapter talking about the with attitude. So whatever it takes, leaders always have a great attitude, okay? Everything, it's always wonderful. They all see, always see the glass half full. And you know that whatever it takes in action, he said, when you have a new idea, you have to put on a test, okay? You have to test your idea to see if it's going to be a nice opportunity, okay? So when you are testing, sometimes you have great success, but sometimes you are failing, okay? That's the number two. And then when you are failing, okay, you are learning something, okay? You're going to learn on your business. You're going to learn on you. You're going to learn the different way. And when you learn, so now you can adjust yourself. And number four, you can improve. And this is what we are going to cover today. So thanks for joining us. So, you know, one of the greatest value of learning is improving, of course, because when we want to go to our next level, we always have to ask ourselves what I need to do to go to my next level. Okay. What do I have to improve personally in my business? So it's a constant question that you have to remind yourself and ask yourself, okay, what I'm in which area I have to improve. Okay. And yesterday, Jean-Philippe asked his teacher at the university. No, he was doing an internal, and the teacher, he was in that spirit of, you know, improving himself. And he asked the teacher, okay, I know you said I'm good in that field, but what can I improve? And the teacher was, oh my God, you asked me that, okay? Because he is a student. And when you have that mindset, that student mindset, okay, you are going far, okay, if you apply what you've learned on the field. So, when you have success, okay, you always ask yourself, what am I getting from that success? So when you are having success, sometimes you're going to increase your earning in the MLM, okay? When you have success, sometimes you're going to have a new title. So you become manager, star manager. And you say, oh my God, what am I'm going to have? What I'm getting with that? So a bonus, maybe a gift, maybe, let's say, iPad, okay? But when you are in that mindset that, okay, I love success, but I want to learn, okay? I want to improve. So you're going to ask yourself, what am I becoming, okay? I am developing new skills in my business, okay? So now, yes, we have a phone call. I'm disturbed now. Focus. You're gonna ask yourself what I'm going to become. What am I going to become? Okay, I'm going to become, yes, manager, but this is not my objective. I want to be a director. What do I need to improve to become director? Maybe I have to work on my skill on, FAM. Talking to people. Maybe I have to go more often in life. Okay. Maybe I have to, you know, so you're going to be in that mindset of improving and becoming the best version of yourself. And when you are improving yourself, when you are working on yourself, this is the guarantee that you are going to grow. It's the only guarantee that tomorrow will be better because you're going to have a better foundation. Just remember yesterday when I talked about, we were doing, let's say, own party, okay? And then we are, I've always have, we're gonna have that ability, but now I can do online party. So my foundation, now it's a little bit larger, okay? Now I was doing phone calls. Now I know I can do both. I can do phone calls, but I can do, vocal messages, okay? So my foundation, it's larger. So when you are larger, okay, you can grow your foundation. So that way you can build higher. Just think about a skyscraper, okay? When you have a large base, so now you're ready to grow and grow higher. So this is the profile of people who wants to grow. So when people wants to improve, okay, they look different than the other one that doesn't want to improve. So he said, a chart, and he say, okay, everybody, but not everybody. So I'm going to give you some example. So everybody makes mistakes. Say yes. Yeah. Okay. But not everybody correct them. They are not in that mindset. Everybody can hear, but not everybody listens. Everybody has problem, but not everybody solve them. Everybody falls, but not everybody get back up. Everybody receive a lesson from life, but not everybody improve from them. Everybody needs to make changes, but not everybody does. So this is the mindset that you have to have. You know, I want to be the best version of myself. What I need to improve to become what I am dreaming to become, okay? So I want to be executive director, okay? I want to be presidential director. So what do I need to fine-tune? Because I know I have all the possibilities in front of me, okay? But sometimes we need just fine-tuning, and this is what we are working. So, and in the podcast, that's good because we are in that mindset that we are working on ourselves. And you are too, because you are there. Yay! Congratulations. Okay, so the difference between those who wants to improve and those who wants to prove. He said that some people, they want to improve themselves, but some people want to prove, okay, that they know a lot and they got everything, okay? So there's two mindset. The first mindset, it's the be good mindset, okay? And the other mindset is the get better mindset. As you know, get better mindset, it's the mindset that I want to improve. And the be good mindset, it's the mindset that I know a lot and I can do a lot. Okay, so when you are in that be good mindset, so you want to prove that you have a lot of ability and you already know what you are doing. You already know that you know how to do your business and you want to show them, okay? So when you are goal oriented, okay, let's say that you are at your current level, you are motivated by other, okay, and you want to go to their destination, okay? When you are in that be good mindset, okay, you face something new or difficult, okay, but because you already know, okay, you want to act the same way. But when it's something new, when you are facing something that you never expect, okay, so you're gonna become more frustrated and you're gonna have anxiety because of your lack of ability of adapting, okay? So this is how it could be, okay? And that be good mindset, it's something that you are going to, when, let's say you face setbacks or challenge, okay, with a good, be good mindset, okay, you're going to see this like a threat, okay? You're going to see this maybe you cannot be successful, okay? You're going to be becoming defensive. Maybe sometimes you're going to be discouraged, okay, because your progress is slower. And I know, Jean-Philippe, you have a good example of that be good mindset.
Yes, actually, we need to get back to the, I think it was by the end of 2018 that in Les Diamants organization, we got for the first time, we hear for the first time about the virtual party. So some of the directors, especially into the US and also in the English part of Canada, were doing virtual party. And we've just decided to say, okay, let's just get to that and see how we can do virtual party. So in Les Diamants, we were very successful at that moment with home party because we had established a really good protocol of what are the steps that we need to do in a home party. So you need to discuss with the people, you need to get in touch with them, know what are their favorite product. You need to discuss about the four organizational system, give some great example. You have to show a recipe. Then you, like, we're doing the kid game. We were doing like the all the element on the shopping. I don't know how to call it. It's in factor.
A bill, order, the bill, or order form.
The order, yes, thank you. The order, like the 4 points on the order, then you finally get to book all the people. So our protocol was kind of really established and really strict. So when we got on the virtual side, okay, and like the people that were in charge were looking at what are the steps that the people from the US were doing to do a virtual party. Like we were seeing, you need to do a game. You need to do like a question just to get some interaction. So actually what we did is that we get rid of all of those posts that were to interact with people and grow the algorithm on the group. So we were only doing the posts that were about information that are related to what we were doing at a home party. So when we look at our results were absolutely horrible. Like we didn't get a lot out of those virtual party and we did not understand why. So what we did at that moment, we said, let's get rid of it. Virtual parties not working. We need to continue do home party. So we had at that moment a be good mindset because we were out of our comfort zone. We were trying like to adapt something of what we were doing online. As we say, put a square into a round. So it wasn't functioning. It's just only later when COVID hit, when we didn't have the choice to do virtual party, that we now understood what were our error that we did in the past. So yes, sometimes this mindset will just like, prevent you to succeed at it. I don't know if I can say that way, but sometimes that mindset, like, yes, will prevent you from succeed and you won't be able to reach the level or adapt yourself just because we were thinking that, no, home party is the only thing that are working. But we saw later that those people that get on virtual just earlier, like, succeed at it, and we were not exactly at that moment.
Thank you, Jean-Philippe. All right. Yes. And you were trying to put the square into the round, but you were, let's say, we know what we are doing, okay, with home parties, okay? And they were not doing home parties. And we think because we were, let's say, number one, we say, oh my God, we know how it works and this is not going to work. We work with our baggage, but that was a mistake, okay? That was a be good mindset. Okay. The get better mindset. Okay. It's something that you want to develop your ability. Okay. So you don't want to prove that you're smart. Okay. You want to become smarter. Okay. You want to, be the better version of yourself. So when you approach, let's say, challenge, okay? So when you're going to have challenge, okay? You're going to have setbacks, okay? You're going to see, you're going to ask yourself, okay, how I'm going to take this challenge and use it as an opportunity to learn, and how I'm going to use it to grow, okay? You're going to be more resilient, okay? You are viewing this as part of the process, okay, to become the best version of yourself. Let's say you want to, in that get better mindset, when you are going to take risk, when you are in the other mindset, be good mindset, you're not taking risk, okay? Because you know what you are doing. In the other way, you are willing to take the calculate risk and try new strategies, okay? That understand that you can fail, but of course you can hit a home run, okay? So you are open to experimentation, okay? And you are learning from feedback. Like Jean-Philippe, you learn from your teacher, but you are going to listen people and you're going to adapt and adjust to be the best leader. So this is the difference with be good mindset and get better mindset. And you know, leaders always fight status quo, okay? They don't want to be in that status quo. So great leader, they always want to be better. They want more. They want to change their trajectories. Okay. So leader implant an improvement, let's say, spirit in their team, and they want to help them to embrace it. Okay. They want them to grow. Okay. They want them, let's say that we have classes for us at Les Diamants. So we want our director, manager to do the classes because they are going to understand more clearly the business. So when you are in that mindset of improvement, you're going to add value to people. Okay. You're going to expand your horizon. Okay. And this is the potential where you can grow in that area. So when we are preparing our meeting in Les Diamants, so I'm part of that team. We are preparing our meeting every Friday. Okay. It's always the best meeting, okay, the next week, okay? And when we deliver it, we say always, oh my God, that was the best meeting. Why? It's because we are always tweaking, okay? Always listening the comments, okay? People are giving us a recommendation. We are listening and we are tweaking, and it's always the best version of the meeting. It's always the best SFL meeting. And I know, Jean-Philippe, you always give your best and you have a great example. So how you can always improve your class.
Yes, absolutely. So I'm on mute on Zoom. Sorry. Okay. Yes. So absolutely. I'm in charge of giving the class posting on social media for our organization. And I always try to, when I get the time to give the class, to look at, okay, right now, what is the need that is needed like here in our organization? And based with that, and based with also, you know, all the new technology, the algorithm, the platform, the way of doing, the result that we have, I'm trying to reflect and ask myself, okay, what is that thing that I can change into my class? What is that thing that I can improve? Is there, like, are there any information outside that are new that I can bring to the class to help people? And how can I be sure that when they finish my class, they exactly know how to post, what to post, and where to post it, and how to create attraction? Because that's the biggest the biggest challenge here. So I gave that class many times in the past 2 years, and every time I started and asked the people who is here for the first time and who is here, like who have listened or watched that class many times. And I say to them, you will learn something new because I improve my class. I improve the content in it, the information, just to be sure that you are not 2000 late. That is so important for me. And every time I'm proud of myself, of what I have been giving as information. And I think that people benefit a lot from it.
Thank you, Jean-Philippe, and your example is great. And it reminds me that you see that in your career. So when I was a teacher, when I joined, I was the new one, okay? And I was paired with two other teachers. They were working together like since 30 years. And they were, taking care of me. And they said, okay, you're going to do this exercise. And I just remember that exercise, I did it when I was a children, okay? It's on the paper, right? And I say, oh my God, can you imagine in 30 years, you're not evolving? So that's a great idea. That's a great example. All right. So just to finish the podcast, so John Maxwell is still in that mindset, even if he's close to 80 years old, Mr. Maxwell. And when he decided to do the re-edition of his book, Developing the Leader Within You 2.0, it was his best-selling book. It sold more than 2 million copies, so which is a great number for a development book, okay? A personal development book. But, you know, he said, you know what? I'm not going to read it like that, okay? I'm going to give my best. So he rewrites 75% of the content of that book, okay? So this is in he is in the mindset of get better mindset, okay? So that's a great example. So thank you for listening to the podcast. So we're going to see you tomorrow with the book Hello Fears with Jean-Philippe, Maria, and Marie-Pierre. So for myself, I'm going to see you next week on Monday. Bye for now.